Welcome to Saturdays with Sir Roland, your weekly training guild on how to slay the dragons of vice with the weapons of virtue. Here's your guild master, the author of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series, and faithful knight to the one true light, Sir Roland Paterlot.
Greetings, young squires, maidens, moms, and dads. Today is the 11th day in the 10th month in the year of our Lord, 2025, and it's a great day to learn the art of dragon slaying. That sound, young squires, means it's a feast day, and today we celebrate a relatively new saint, Saint John the 23rd, who was Pope in the 20th century and canonized in 2014. He is known as the Pope who started the Second Vatican Council, and his feast day is October 11th because that was the opening day of the council in 1962. One of the things that I particularly appreciate about Saint John the 23rd is his wry sense of humor. Someone once asked him how many people worked in the Vatican, to which he replied, about half. And he was known for a nighttime prayer, which reminded him that God is in control. When things got really hard, being the vicar of Christ, and he was exhausted from the worries of the day, he would say, "Well, this is your church, Lord. I'm going to bed." It's a great reminder for all of us to remember that as dragon slayers, we must put our total trust in God, not in ourselves. Even the Pope can't solve all the world's problems or slay all the world's dragons. Only God can do that. We must simply try our best and trust in God's grace to do the rest. So today, we have a special episode for you called The Seven Colors of the Fight. Over the last 7 weeks, Sir Topher and I have been releasing two new songs every week on Dragonslayers.tv to help you face, fight, and defeat the seven deadly dragons. You now have access to two songs to fight each dragon, plus our theme song, sung by our friend Seth Schleter, Conquer Every Dragon, and my remake of Song of Salvation. That is 16 dragon slaying songs, and we hope the music has been fun and inspiring for all of you. But we aren't done yet. Topher actually created a bonus song that talks about slaying all seven dragons, and the song is called The Seven Colors of the Fight. To help introduce this exciting new song, I have invited a special guest to the studio. And when I say studio, I mean my pole barn. I don't often get to interview guests on this podcast, but our guest today has been studying dragons her whole life and training to defeat them. She is currently a student at the Wiltshire Academy of Dragonslaying, and over the last 5 years, she has become an expert in recognizing the stench of dragon. We are delighted to have her on the podcast today to play a little game called Name That Dragon. Please welcome my 5-year-old daughter, Lady Lumina Lucia. Say hi, Lady Lumina.
Say hi, Lady Lumina.
Hey, are you just repeating me?
Yes.
Okay. She's kind of got my sense of humor. We'll have to deal with that. All right. Here's the deal. We want to show you how learning the art of dragon slaying through this podcast and the music and all my stories can help kids and parents to name their dragons. Because if you can learn to recognize the dragons, then by God's grace, you can learn to slay the dragons. In this game, I'm going to be talking about dragons. I might be complaining about a dragon, or I might be getting attacked by a dragon, or I might be slaying a dragon. And any time Lady Lumina detects the stench of dragon or detects a dragon that I'm talking about, she has to say the color. Now, Lady Lumina does not know any of the clues or have any idea what I'm going to ask. Scout's honor. So what you are about to witness are her real dragon slaying skills in action. And this game is really fun to play. In fact, this game is just another one of my brilliant teaching methods to teach kids the art of dragon slaying because I am one of the greatest dragon slayers that ever lived.
Red.
Oh, she's good. Okay, yeah, that was the red dragon of pride. I was bragging about myself there, wasn't I? Okay, red dragon of pride. All right, Lady Lumina, make sure when you talk directly into the microphone because unfortunately, we don't have a very fancy studio in this measly little pole barn that we're working in. If somebody would just donate $1 million to our ministry, then maybe we could get a better studio.
Orange.
Yes, that is orange. I'd kind of be envious, but it's also kind of, what is another color? Because I want more stuff and I need another studio and this isn't good enough.
Green.
Okay, she's good. She got orange and green on that one. So, all right. I was attacked by the green dragon of greed there, wanting more stuff and wishing I had other things. So I guess I'll just have to make do with what I have. But I'm telling you that all the other podcasters out there have better equipment than we do, which is probably why they get way more downloads than we do. It's really not fair. I wish I had their fancy studios and their fancy equipment.
Orange.
Orange. Right again. I was being envious. That was the orange dragon of envy, and Lady Lumina detected the dragon. All right. How much longer do we have to do this interview? Because I'm kind of tired and I don't feel like slaying dragons anymore. I'm just kind of getting really, really tired and bored by all this stuff.
Yellow.
Yellow is the yellow dragon of sloth. Hey, wait a minute. Are you calling me lazy like the yellow dragon? Are you saying that I'm lazy? No, I'm not lazy. I work really hard. If you're going to come on my show and start calling me names, and I'll just kick you out of my pole barn. You won't be allowed on my show ever again.
Blue.
That was the blue dragon of wrath. Okay, sorry I got kind of crabby there, but it's really Topher's fault. I was going to eat that last ice cream bar as an extra snack, but he already ate it. Now I'm starving because he stole my last ice cream bar. He did it on purpose. He knows how much I like ice cream bars, and I only got to eat 3 ice cream bars today.
Indigo!
Okay, yeah, that was the indigo dragon of gluttony. And also a little bit of the blue dragon of wrath because I was mad at Topher. So that was kind of a trick one. That was a hangry dragon. It was like a combination of indigo and blue. Maybe we'll call it the blindigo dragon or the indigo dragon, one of those two. All right.
How about blindigo?
Blindigo? Okay, that's a good one. She likes blindigo. So, Lady Lumina, you are really good at recognizing these dragons, and I just wanted to say that I admire your gifts and talents, because you're really good at dragon slaying. So, do you think that I'm slaying a particular dragon because I admire your gifts and talents as a dragon slayer?
Yes.
Which dragon am I slaying when I admire your gifts and talents?
Orange.
Yes, I slay the orange dragon of envy by using the Ballista of Admiration. All right. So do you have any friends? Like you have a friend named Hermy, right? Which dragon does he struggle with the most?
Indigo.
Yes. Hermy's always trying to get more snacks, isn't he? He thinks he's supposed to eat snacks before he eats his real regular food, and you have to correct him, right? He wants to eat dessert all the time?
Yep.
All right. Last question, Lady Lumina. Before we leave Mass on Sunday, we kneel down before the tabernacle, and then we look up at a big crucifix, which reminds us that Jesus gave up his body for us and died on the cross for all of us. Which dragon do you think he's teaching us to defeat with that self-sacrificial love? When you look at a crucifix, which dragon do you think he's defeating?
Violet and orange.
The violet and the orange dragons. Good job. All right. Well, it has been a blast to play Name That Dragon with Lady Lumina. My challenge for you guys this week is threefold. Number one, I want you to play Name That Dragon with your family so that you can grow in your dragon slaying skills. Maybe a certain member of your family isn't familiar with the dragons or their colors yet, so you can teach them the colors of each dragon, because if you're going to work together as a family, then everybody in the family needs to know the colors of the dragons. To help you, there's a really cool Slayer's Guide in the back of all of my books, and soon we'll have flashcards with all the dragons and saints and weapons and armor, so Topher's working on that. Number two, I want you to go listen to our last song on our Dragon Slayers album, The 7 Colors of the Fight. It's a great song to listen to around a campfire and sing together. Just go to www.dragonslayers.tv where you can find all of our new songs. And if you haven't signed in for free yet, then what are you waiting for? You're going to love all that music. Number three, I want you to email us your favorite song on the whole album and tell us why. You can just reply to your Training Guild email, or you can send an email to media@extraordinarymission.com. That's Topher's email. Or you can email john@extraordinarymission.com. Topher will put those emails in the show notes for you. And if you do email us and tell us your favorite song, then you will be entered in a drawing to win a free Dragon Slayers t-shirt that says Stay Holy and Slay Dragons. And next week, we will pick one winner and announce it on the podcast. All right, Lady Lumina, are you ready to help me with the outro?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to help me say crushed, okay? Just like everybody else out there, all the kids are going to join us. Ready? And until next week, I'll leave you under the protection of St. Michael the Great Archangel, St. Joseph the Terror of Dragons, and Mary, Queen of the Angels, Our Lady of Grace, and the woman who seed
crushed
the head of the dragon.
Hey, everybody. Sir Topher here. Very creative episode of Roland. You know, sometimes he's not quite sure what to make next, and sometimes he even thinks this podcast isn't very good. Now, when that happens, I start to smell the odor of the Red Dragon of Pride. You see, virtue lies in the middle. On one side, someone might think their work is the best thing ever. On the other side, someone might think nothing they do is good enough, or that they'll never be as good as their friend Topher, who's pretty much good at most things. Ah, see? The Red Dragon is getting me now. Roland, we've got to slay that dragon. Our worth in gifts and talents is not in how good we are at something. It's in the fact that we're made in the image of God. We are His children. But I want to say this episode was so fun and unique. You brought on your daughter, Lady Lumina, and she did a fantastic job naming those dragons. And you, Roland, have always inspired us to name our dragons so we can slay our dragons. Thank you for all the time and energy you pour into this podcast. And did you know Roland's actually an eye doctor? And he doesn't get paid a dime for doing any of this. So you get what you paid for. Just kidding, Roland. Just kidding. It was a joke. And yeah, support the ministry if you want, folks. Thanks. All right. We're so thrilled to release the final song from the Conquer Every Dragon album. But before we play that, there's a new video now live on dragonslayers.tv where Roland, Lady Lumina, and I played Name That Dragon while packing up boxes of the Seven Deadly Dragons book series. Just like in this podcast, we had a blast playing the same game, and we hope it inspires you to try it with your family too. Lady Illumina would also agree with that.
And we're here to learn how to slay dragons with a special game pre-played with your family to see how it's like to slay a dragon and find it on goodbye.
Thanks, Lady Illumina. And now here's the song, The Seven Colors of the Fight. Until next week, stay holy and slay dragons.
I met the red one on a mountain high. He whispered, "You're the king, don't even try." But I laid my crown where the flowers bend and walked with Christ as just a friend. Orange flames danced in a brother's eyes. I burned with warmth, but I knew it lied. So I praised the gifts in others' hands and built my joy on God.